Well, each year, thousands sign up on organ donor lists, hoping to get a life-saving liver or kidney. We've talked before on this program about attempts to create these much-needed organs in the lab. There have also long been attempts to create them in pigs, the animal most similar to humans. And now the biotech firm eGenesis is picking up where drug companies left off, working to create genetically designed piglets whose organs could be harvested for humans. The work is raising hope and questions. Sharon Begley has taken a look. She's a senior science writer with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. And Sharon, we'll get to the ethical questions, but start with the practical, because huge drug companies like Novartis have tried this, spent something like $2 billion and failed.
Well, they did. There was a huge effort in the 90s to somehow create pigs whose organs would be transplantable safely and effectively into people. And the reason that effort foundered is that pigs contain a lot of viruses, their genes do. And therefore, if you transplant, let's say, a pig liver into a person, there was a real risk, according to federal regulators, scientists, physicians, that those viruses would then infect the person. So that work just died.
And so they've had to do genetic altering at eGenesis to try to rid the embryos that they're implanting in these sows to try to stop that transmission of the viruses?
Exactly. The reason this has taken off again is that the genome editing technology CRISPR, which I know we have talked about before, has been developed so that it can go into a pig cell and literally wipe out all 62 of the viruses that were the concern a couple of decades ago. So that was the first step that eGenesis has had to take. But it's going further. It's going to insert up to 12 human genes into the soon-to-be pigs, the embryos, so that the resulting animals and therefore their organs are even more human-like. For instance, they would be more like humans in terms of the coagulation system and the immune system, so that the organs would be, again, more effective and certainly safe if they are ever transplanted.
Well, you spoke with Luhan Yang, who is the Chinese-born scientist who's at the forefront of this work. One of her concerns, so many people in China, I think 2 million, are awaiting transplants, and there are special issues in China that make this problem even more profound there. One is that people, there's an objection to being buried without your body parts, so they have fewer donors. But she's very aware of the ethical questions as well. What are they?
Well, she really is. And to her credit, she has reached out to ethicists, to physicians, to lawyers about creating designer pigs for human transplant. And one, of course, is just the basic. You are going to be killing all of these pigs for the sake of human health and life. And, you know, she recognizes that. And the sort of hard, extreme animal rights movement says that that's wrong, that there is no ethical justification for killing animals for human health. You know, you can take that position, but I would then point you to virtually any restaurant menu. So as long as we are a society that eats other animals, that really seems to be one that is not going to gain much traction. Another one is a religious objection. At least two of the world's major religions view pigs as unclean, and therefore using their parts would not be acceptable. On the other hand, both Judaism and Islam have said that if it is a matter of saving a human life, then it is okay to have, for instance, pig heart valves, which are currently transplanted. Anyway, so to her credit, Luhan has grasped and grappled with all of these, and her basic position is, if you object to this, that is a personal choice, whether you use a pig organ or not, but you should not prevent other people from using one and having a chance at life.
And so how close is eGenesis to a replacement liver or a kidney?
Not all that close. So I hung out with the eGenesis scientists for a number of months. And their main problem right now is, as you described, Robin, they create the cells, the embryos, in a lab, and then they transplant them into surrogate mother pigs, sows. Unfortunately, they have had a lot of miscarriages, probably because the genetic changes that they have made to the embryos are so extreme that they just result in these miscarriages. So the eGenesis scientists have got to solve that problem, because if you're going to be a going concern, and remember, this is a private company, it hopes to be a for-profit company, it raised $38 million a couple of months ago, it can't have so many of its embryos being miscarried. So that really is a challenge. So I would say not before 5 years and maybe at least 10 years out.
That's Sharon Begley, senior science writer with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Sharon, we'll be watching. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.